Hello, I'm Winifred Robinson. Welcome to the audio recordings for Book 2. First, here's Timothy Chappell, the author of Book 2.
From the beginning of history, one way human beings have tried to make sense of the world around them and of their own lives is through religion. And religion is just as pervasive a force in the world today as at any other time in history. There are lots of burning questions about religion and about God, of course. Perhaps you have some of your own. Does God exist is the most basic one. Could there be any evidence showing that God exists? Why is there evil in the world? Here are some of these questions.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I do think about it. I mean, is there any sort of evidence that God even exists? Should we just have faith to believe in religion? Or do we need some kind of evidence, I suppose?
Yeah, probably. I mean, if you're not religious, does that make you a bad person? Can you be a good person without being religious?
What I can't understand is why so many people around the world still believe in God when there's no evidence that he exists. And we're not just talking about ill-educated people believing. I mean, look at America.
But they all say that he will help the poor and that, but then yet all this stuff is happening, like there's poverty and all these wars going on, and then there's like tsunamis and that, and it doesn't look like he's helping much people. So that's kind of one of the things, like, is he really out there to help us?
I guess one thing I'd question is the relationship between government and society. Is like, should a particular government base their policies on a particular religion?
Every day I read a newspaper, every day is one of the murder, teenage murder. Why? That's my question. Why does God, religion, cause violence?
Jews and Muslims, basically, they believe in one God, but they still argue, they're still saying how their religion is even better, even though they still believe in the exact same thing, which is just God, basically.
I'm a Hindu, and I pray daily, and I was just wondering if God's actually listening to what I'm asking or just thinking about.
Some of the questions you've just heard are philosophical questions. Others are not philosophical in quite the same way. But many of these are questions that the greatest philosophers who ever lived devoted their attention to.